Hello everyone, good morning, sabah al-khair, and very warm welcome to the Smashy Business Show. Today is 30th of September, the last day of September, and the month is finishing. October is coming, a lot of events are coming with it. And today is Monday, and we had a very busy weekend with a lot of events and everything. But today, I have a new co-host. Hind is not here, so I have Farah Bashir with me. She hosts the Love in Dubai show.
Hi everyone, well, I jumped from Love in Dubai to... Yeah. Smashy.
Let's see. Hopefully, Farah will. She hosted the show before me and him joined, so she's pretty good at it. She'll give you all the inside scoops. No worries. And Farah, how was your weekend? First of all,
I had a very busy weekend.
The weekends, I don't know. In Dubai, the life is so fast. The weekends are not that simple. Like you lay in the couch, drink coffee, or watch a show.
Literally,
you're always doing something.
Literally, I all the time think in my head like a weekend should be a day where you actually stay home and do nothing.
Yeah. That's the idea of a weekend, but doesn't happen.
How was your weekend? Tell me, how was your weekend?
Again, very busy. Friends are over. Someone is always coming over. And with the weather changing, everyone is coming to you. Everyone is coming to Dubai. I don't know why. Stay at home.
Don't come to Dubai. Don't come to Dubai.
Very, very busy. No, it's fine. Dubai is a very warm and welcoming city. Let's move on to the business news for today. We are going to discuss three main happenings which happened over the weekend and today in the morning as well. So UAE has extended the corporate tax filing deadline for new businesses. We'll talk about the details of who can apply for this deadline. And there's Google has opened a new headquarters in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia in line with the Saudi Vision 2030. And lastly, we're going to talk about how Swiss Canal revenues are dropping amid regional escalations. Everyone knows about the problems that are going on in the Middle East. And because of who, we also know that. But we'll discuss all of that in detail. First of all, the very first story that we're going to start with is UAE has extended the corporate tax filing deadline for new businesses. So the Federal Tax Authority has extended the corporate tax filing deadline for businesses with short tax periods. It's for the companies, and it applies to companies established on or after 1st June 2023. So with financial year ending on or before February 29, 2024 this year. So eligible businesses now have until December 31st, 2024, by the end of this year, to file returns and make payments. So yeah, you have a very good extra 3-4 months to do it.
Yes. Actually, of course, for a lot of companies and businessmen who are asking, why does this matter? Now, we know that this has been implemented. However, as Abdelmajid said, that the extension of the deadline offers additional time for new businesses to meet the tax obligations, as well to avoid any fines, which aims to reduce administrative pressure and prevent potential penalties, as mentioned. Of course, you wouldn't want to be paying. For sure, the penalty will be
not
higher,
small. It will be
higher,
thousands of dollars,
literally,
at least,
than paying the tax. And as well, you know, part of the efforts is to encourage timely and accurate filings as the UAE continues to implement the 9% corporate tax.
So the corporate tax, in very short explanation, if I can give it, what was introduced last year, it has a minimum threshold of $367,000. If you're earning more than that, then you have to file it. And then for the companies which are bigger, which earn more than 1 million dirham, they also have to file it. So find a good lawyer, I guess, and find a good accountant and file it as soon as possible. The 9% corporate tax is a new initiative. A lot of people had questions about it. But the main thing is corporate taxes always help the businesses. We've seen throughout the world, it's not just that UAE has introduced it. It's in the US, in Europe, everywhere you have a corporate tax. So go file your taxes, and the FTA will continue to focus on helping businesses transition smoothly, get their taxes in line. Because again, thousands of dirhams of penalties are not good. So instead of that, just file your tax returns. So this is what we have from the UAE. Let's move on to Saudi Arabia, where we always talk about Saudi Vision 2030. And Google has opened its Riyadh HQ, and it's supposed to boost the Saudi Vision 2030. So Google inaugurated its headquarters in Riyadh, marking a significant step in its commitment to Saudi Vision 2030. This office will serve as a hub for innovation and drive growth in Saudi Arabia's tech ecosystem. It was announced by Badr Almadi, general manager of Google in Saudi Arabia via LinkedIn. He put a whole post about how it will help. Farah will give you the details about it, that why this new office will be very important.
Of course, as Abdelmajid said, not only is it the Saudi vision of 2030, but this new office strengthens Google's footprint in the kingdom, aligning with the goals of Saudi vision of 2030, as mentioned earlier, to diversify the economy and focus on technology. It as well emphasizes the Google's dedication to fostering local talent and encouraging creativity and experimentation, and the more reflects Saudi Arabia's ambition to become a leading technology hub in the region, reducing its dependency on oil.
Yeah, it's one of the main things apart from one of the main things of the non-oil expansion of the economy that Saudi Arabia has been doing this past 2-3 years since the Saudi vision was announced. So Saudi vision, only 6 years left to accomplish all the goals set out in it. So let's see, Saudi, this new Google office obviously will be a lot of good news for a lot of people. It's not just the established players that will benefit from it. Startups, because Google has an incubation program. So they give you a minimum amount to start your pre-seed and seed stage startups. So they give that money, you can come to the incubator program, do take that money and use their office space as well. So this is also going to help startups in Riyadh. And over the years, we've seen a lot of startups come up from Riyadh, from UAE, from the Middle East region, which are growing globally as well. They're not just working in the region, they're working outside and they're doing acquisitions across Europe and UK. So that's a good thing. And Google will collaborate with obviously local and international partners to build the kingdom's technology infrastructure, focusing on AI and machine learning. Farah, we recently also talked about that ChatGPT, which is the latest version of ChatGPT. It uses the H200 NVIDIA chips, and Saudi Arabia is getting a green light from the US to import them.
Yes, 100% as well, because like we, I have earlier read that Saudi Arabia is trying to take into consideration the environment and going green. And this all, I think, aligns with Saudi Arabia's not only vision of 2030, but its goals towards becoming more environmental friendly. And as well, you know, maybe pushing the younger generation towards working more, offering them more job opportunities. And with that, for sure, I definitely do see Saudi Arabia opening up a lot of job opportunities.
With Saudi Vision 2030 has like hundreds of thousands of projects going on under it, and obviously job opportunities are there. So if you're looking for something in the Middle East, UAE is the best option. But again, if you want to experiment in the region, Saudi Arabia is also open.
Yes, that's true. I mean, we see you know, we see between the UAE and Saudi Arabia, the number 2030, because both of them do have a vision for 2030. However, they both are in competition with one another, because of course the UAE has been the way it is and developing over like a lot of years, you know what I mean? The past
the past 10-20 years, UAE changed dramatically.
Drastically. And Saudi Arabia just like jumped to this dramatic, I don't want to say dramatic, this I would say very big change.
It's actually a miracle, to be honest. We can call it miraculous and dramatic, because how Saudi has changed over the last 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years. And with Riyadh Expo 2030, they've gotten a bigger environment where everyone will travel to the kingdom now. So there's a lot of things happening in Saudi Arabia. So let's see, hopefully by the end of Vision 2030, we'll see a lot of things happening. New things happening in Saudi Arabia. In regards to entertainment.
We don't know what's going to happen.
I
mean, I hope we're still here and we're going to be talking about it.
Okay, so last story, there's after talking about such great things, let's finally talk about some numbers as well. Swiss canal revenues have dropped amid regional escalations. The Middle East is hot pot for a lot of conflicts going on. Israel is doing a genocide in Gaza. That's very sad. Attacks in Lebanon are happening. Houthi rebels from Yemen, they're targeting people in the Suez Canal. They're not letting any ship pass by. Recently, they attacked a Greek ship and there was a very big scare of an oil spill. So all of these things are happening in this region as well. And Suez Canal is the most affected area right now. And Egypt is facing a lot of revenue declines because of it. So Suez Canal revenues have decreased significantly, dropping over 50 to 60%. And that's in the last 7-8 months only, since the start of this year only. And it's equivalent to $6 billion. So basically, you can imagine that Egypt is losing $6 billion every 6-7 months because of the escalations in the region. And monthly revenue fell to 300 million from the previous 850 million. So that's nearly a loss of 470 million per month. It's not just
that's
like
a huge
over
number.
A year. So they're losing 470 million per month because of the escalations. Egyptian officials obviously announced this. And President Abdullah Fattah al-Sisi confirmed the financial hit. He actually did a speech on Sunday. So he attributed it to the ongoing geopolitical tensions and the instability in the region. And why is it important? Like, this region suffering so much.
That
the
is
world
true.
Is also suffering because of
that. That is true. That is true. I mean, every day you wake up and you do see the news and you go like, it's heartbreaking and there's nothing that you can do. But why does this matter? Because the Suez Canal is a critical global trade route, and disruptions like the recent Houthi-linked attacks and the Israeli-Gaza conflict are causing shipping delays and rerouting, directly impacting revenue. Now, I do see that. I do see why that would be a huge issue and problem. Yeah. Now, the economic losses highlight as well Egypt's vulnerability to geopolitical instability in the Middle East and the broader implications for global supply chains. And as well, the revenue drops put further pressure on Egypt's economy, already facing challenges from inflation and struggling currency. Yeah.
Recently, we saw that Saudi Arabia announced $5 billion for Egypt in the first phase. That's the whole news, that $5 billion in the first phase. There were no details given that how many phases are there going to be, like, four phases, five phases, or like this is just the phase. But it was announced by His Highness, the Royal Prince of Saudi Arabia, MBS, Mohammed bin Salman. He announced that, and the Egypt cabinet also announced that this is happening. So Saudi Arabia is getting $5 billion from Egypt. Saudi Arabia is giving $5 billion to Egypt. Egypt is trying to make a lot of efforts in attracting private sector as well. So their solar projects, their hydropower projects, all the projects, they're getting money from private players as well. So they're trying to bring in as much money into the country as possible, because they're losing a lot of money
That's
here.
True.
So they need
that
to build somewhere else. So this is what is happening. Despite the downturn, some more numbers from the story, the Suez Canal Authority remains optimistic about rebounding in the upcoming fiscal year, which starts from June and ends in June next year, and is targeting nearly $9 billion in revenue. They're hopeful, they're positive they can do it. And Egypt's leadership will need to navigate these tensions carefully, obviously, possibly seeking international collaboration to protect canal's operations. And lastly, the country might explore new strategies to bolster security in that region. The whole world is looking at Suez Canal right now, because a lot of ships from the east to west and west to east travel through that canal. It's a shortcut. So taking a longer route, a safer route, is more operationally costly. So that is why a lot of the world countries which have maritime centers, maritime economies, they're suffering as well, because petrol prices are increasing. So their cost of travel is also increasing. So this is what happened throughout the week. A lot of things are happening. Good things are happening. Bad things are happening. Revenues are dropping, but new offices are opening in Saudi Arabia. So thank you so much for joining me today. We will have him tomorrow again, but soon Farah will be a regular on the show, hopefully. So thank you so much for joining us. If you joined us in the middle of the show, you can go to YouTube, write Smashy Business, and the page will pop up. You can watch the full episode, see what we talked about. If you want some clips or short ideas with what we talked about, we'll post them on our socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. everywhere, all the social media, we're there as Smashy Business. We also are present on all the podcast platforms, Podio, Anghami, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're everywhere. Smashy Business again. And lastly, thank you very much for joining us today. This was a Smashy Business production brought to you by Augustus Media Podcast Network. Take care. See you tomorrow.